gas extraction. Very fortunately for us, unfortunately, 3 years ago, just over 3 years ago, we were presented with an application to drill for gas roughly 150 metres from my home. There is one other property that is in closer range than that, only 100 metres away. The application was to drill for natural gas and then to extract it and to feed it into two generators which would operate all the time for the next 15 years. Now, I don't know how you would feel if you had something like that shoved through your letterbox, but I was none too pleased. Our local parish council organised a meeting very like this and suggested that a group of residents get together and look at opposing it. I had been involved in something similar some years past, but you know, my husband sort of got hold of my hand and said, there, dear, you've done your bit, you don't have to do anything. So I calmly left the room without putting my name on the clipboard that was presented at the door. But I had a very, very sleepless night, very sleepless. Because my view was that if I did nothing and this came to pass, then I had nothing to say, nothing more to say. Whereas if I did my best to stop it, not only for myself but for the community, if I did my best and it went ahead, at least I could say I'd done my best. And so the next day I rang, made contact, and I was invited to the next meeting. And it went on from there. Now, the original application was withdrawn and everybody said, oh, thank goodness for that. That's okay, we can all just go back to our lives. Having had some experience of this before, I thought, no, it's not as simple as that. And sure enough, shortly afterwards, another application appeared, but we hadn't been notified. The village hadn't been notified. So technically, as a planning application, it was not a correct application. It hadn't been served properly. Eventually, the third application came. There had been some changes to the plan. They were going to hunker these generators down into the ground as far as they could. But there was no getting away from the 12-metre flues that were going to be there, and no getting away from the pollution that was going to come out of there. Now, we were fortunate because amongst the local residents, we had an air quality engineer, we had a sound engineer, we had a guy who knew a bit about geology, we had the chair of governors of the local school who was very good at networking and getting people on board, and me. So together we went about doing what we could, which was rallying the community, organising meetings like this in the school hall, getting petitions together, and basically being a complete and utter thorn in the side, not only to the applicant, but also to the local planning authority, who had basically said, this is going to go through because it's government policy, and we have to remove the gas directly above where we found it. Oh no, not in our village, we're not, we said. And so we carried on, and eventually we found ourselves before the planning committee. That was on the 9th of June 2014. And each of us did a 3-minute speech covering our area of expertise. I got the mopping up, but that's fine, I mopped up. And thankfully, it wasn't unanimous. There was a member of the planning committee of a certain political persuasion who voted in favour. I won't go any further than that, but other than that, the majority were opposed to this application going ahead. Again, everybody sort of went away and sighed a big, brief sigh, and I said, nah, it's not as simple as that. And they kept saying, oh, come on, you keep saying this. Sure enough, in January, we were hit with an appeal. The applicant had gone to the planning inspectorate. Again, we had our meetings. Again, we called the streets, putting flyers out, petitioning. We wanted a public inquiry in our village. And we weren't given that. It was decided it was going to go ahead on written representations. But we were notified when the actual site inspection was going to be. And that was in August. And so we did everything we could, again, for one last time, to get everybody together, to get the press there. And thankfully, on the 28th of October, we were notified by the planning inspector that the appeal had been dismissed. So you see, if I had not had that restless night's sleep and I'd just allowed this to just happen around me, I'm not sure what the result would have been. It may have been the same, I don't know. I'm not that important. I am one of many. But just, you know, we're like worker ants. We've all done our little bit. We've had people who wouldn't be happy in this environment standing up here. I'm not saying that I'm over the moon about it, but I'm probably one of the more able, shall I say. But we've had the people who've run around and quite happily put the flyers through letterboxes and stood on street corners with clipboards and petitions. It's a part for everyone to play. And hopefully that is the end of the matter. Hopefully they do not go to another village nearby. Hopefully they don't decide to put another application in close by but not quite there. Hopefully that's the end of it. We've done the best we can. And that's people power. That really is people power. If you believe strongly about something, you only have to do a little bit and it can make a significant difference. Thank you for listening.